Hey guys, yeah, I know, like, forgive me. I don't know, I've been shuffling between 3 weeks and forgive me. So yeah, I'm excited. I know I was supposed to be here last week was my induction, and afterwards I don't know, I felt down and I didn't want to bring that vibe on here, so decided to take a bit of time off, and yeah, I'm back. So last week I was inducted into Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria, so I'm licensed to practice. Wow, I mean, that's, you know, a huge milestone for me. It's been long coming and at last it's here, and wow, so the hustle continues. Yeah, so in the midst of my should I say excitedness, yeah, in the midst of all this, I'm here to gist you guys how I got scammed. God. Well, I've been doing online shopping, you know, online shoppings and things and stuff. But well, this one seemed really, you know, all these kind of things now. When you see like things like the prices have been slashed, or the price have been slashed, like you want to, you know, make do of such sales and, you know, buy whatever they are offering, especially when they look quality and all that. And then like this was supposed to be a shoe for 10,000 naira, and there was a discount actually, and then there was a gift attached to the shoe. I needed a slippers. I was too late to go to the market, and I needed a new purse, and those were the things that were coming with the shoe. I was so excited, like, I'm like, wow, this is so cool, so cool. So you know, I went into their DM, you know, went down in the DM. So yeah, I texted the person, whether male or female, I don't know, texted her or him, texted the person, and then the person was like, oh okay, this is what you want, send in your address, send in phone number, normal things now, sent everything and all that. And then the person said I should also send a number of a friend that they could reach just in case network becomes messy. And yeah, I sent my friend's number, and that was it. It said they were located in Ibadan. However it's been pronounced, yeah. So yes, so yeah, Ibadan is in Nigeria. Yes, sorry, just in case you are listening from a non-Nigerian place. Yeah, so okay, then what happened next? Yeah, so that was it. Yeah, that day I placed the order like around 11 a.m. and like at 4 I texted, no I didn't text, he texted me that, oh, that today they had lots of orders coming in, and then like the delivery person can't get to me today and all that, so tomorrow unfailingly. I was like, okay, this is good customer service. I was even, you know, hyping themselves in my heart. I'm like, ah, these people are really good. Wow, such sweet customer service. So yeah, that was what happened. Then the next day, 8 a.m., 9, 10, 11, 12, I didn't hear from them. So I texted this time. I was like, oh, okay, what's happening? They say, oh, that they actually forgot. So they'll tell the delivery person to come now and then pick up my stuff and all. So that was it. That was like 11 or 12 thereabout. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 p.m. Haven't heard, because like I got their number and all that. And I asked if I could pay on delivery. He said, no, I can't. So I have to do the transfer and everything, and I have to completely pay. So I paid everything, because everything amounted to, I can't really remember. Oh yeah, everything amounted to 10,000 naira, and there was yeah, delivery was 1,000 naira, so that was 11,000 naira. So I did the transfer, and yeah, so I was awaiting, you know, delivery. I called these people, number was unreachable, texted. At some point, like, my messages on IG weren't delivering, like, it seems they were telling me that I was blocked. So I tried calling, it was ringing at first, she didn't pick, or he didn't pick. Then I tried my friend's number. I don't know, like, my head didn't even click. The same friend's number that I gave them, I used it to call, and yeah, and those were the only two phones available at the moment. So I don't know, there was even no extra number, like, to dial, like, I don't know, there was no other phone to use. So that was my phone and hers were the only means of communication as at then, like there and then. So I called, I used my phone, I used hers. Said it was switched off. I sent tons of messages, like threatening messages. Unfortunately, I've been blocked. I didn't know. So my friend looked at it, was like, oh, it seems you've been blocked. So my friend attempted reaching out to the person and all that, saying lots of things, but it didn't work out. And so that was how my 11K disappeared. So I don't know. So I had this. I was just paranoid because, of course, that doesn't mean, like, I would stop ordering things online because it's really convenient and all that. I guess I was just unlucky as at then. And, yeah, because that didn't stop me, like, from still doing online things. So there was a time I needed to get a shoe, like a sneakers, for somebody. And then, God, I had made the transfer and I had been debited. So I reached out to the girl. So this was on a different social platform. She said, oh, that she hasn't received it. But, like, I was really paranoid. I'm like, but, like, I've been debited. She said I should calm down, that the network usually around, like, where she is messy. So when it comes, and then it's been raining all day. So I was really scared. I'm like, and that was way more than the 11K. He was like, that's not what matters right now. So yeah, so finally I got that one on a different platform delivered to me. So well, the summary of all this is that just because something goes wrong doesn't mean that we shouldn't give it, or we shouldn't give that same thing another try and all that. So yeah, excited to share my story with you guys. So I talked to someone about this, and then he was like, I should call them out, but I was like, is there really any need? It's just 11k, don't worry, they should chop the money, they should eat alone and die alone. So maybe this have they been scamming other people and other things, sure, but one day, said 99 days for the thief, one day for the owner. Yeah, so end of story. So yeah, I hope you guys have been good. Happy new month, happy whatever comes with December. All of you doing party after party, day to December. Sure, I know that January is long. So spend wisely, you know. Just make sure that whatever you are doing, or whatever you do, or whatever you plan on doing, know that January has 120 days. Yeah, so have fun this December and all that. So yeah, I would end this. You know, December is usually spent, like, around friends and all that. So just know that life is short, so spend it with people who make you feel loved, and people will also make you laugh, because I feel like laughter is the best medicine. So the more you laugh, the less hypertensive you will be. Happy new month, take care people, and be safe out there, because December comes with a lot of things. Yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly, and so much more. So just be safe out there, be good, and yeah, take care of you. Yeah. Bye, guys.